listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from Paul's letter to Titus and talk about how character counts. I want to read you from Titus chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8. Here's what we read. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless, a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. When Paul told Titus to look for men to lead God's work in the many cities and churches on the island of Crete, he told Titus to look for something very special, character. This list in Titus chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8, and you'll see a similar list in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, these lists mean that God has specific qualifications for leaders in the church. Leaders should not be chosen at random, or just because they volunteer, or just because they aspire to the position, or even because they are natural leaders. Leaders should be chosen and recognized because they match the qualifications listed here. It's fine if a man thinks he's called, yet he must also be qualified. It is also significant to note that the qualifications for leadership in Titus chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8 have nothing to do with giftedness. Paul did not say to Titus, "Find the most gifted guys." We might say that it's easy for the Lord to grant gifts by the Holy Spirit as He wills, as indicated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But developing character takes time and a real relationship with Jesus Christ. So, going to seminary by itself doesn't make one qualified for spiritual leadership. Being a good talker doesn't make one qualified for spiritual leadership. Natural or spiritual gifts in themselves do not qualify one for spiritual leadership. What someone gives in money or volunteer time does not qualify them for spiritual leadership. What qualifies a man for spiritual leadership is godly character, and godly character established according to the clear criteria that Paul listed in this passage. However, this is not a rigid list that demands perfection in all areas. It provides both goals to reach for and a general measure for selection. We need to look at lists like this in Titus chapter 1 and take the list and ask, does the man in question desire all these things with his whole heart? Does that desire show itself in his life? Titus was to take the following list, find the men who best fit the description, and then use the list as a training guide to disciple these men. What we should really remember is that these qualifications are valuable for every person, not only for those who aspire to leadership among God's people. They are clear indicators of godly character and spiritual maturity, and they can give a true measure of a man or a woman of God. It's good to look at this piece by piece, this list. But remember that among God's people, we should not expect that people will measure us according to our intentions, according to our personality, or even according to our gifts. God sets the principle here. We should be measured according to our character. And this drives us all the more to look to Jesus Christ, trusting Him for the continual growth in character that should mark the people of God. Look to Jesus today and ask Him to work on your character.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.